بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا الى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والارض اعدت للمتقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening with the receiver, through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we once again meet for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to listen to some deeni discourse that will rekindle our iman and that will provide for us inshallah some guidelines from Quran and Hadith, so that we may become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying Allah Rabbul Izzat. The topic today is Nek Kaam Mein Der Na Kijiye. Whenever a person is prompted to do some good deed, some good action, then he should not delay. So this is a topic which is known as in Arabic Al-Mubadara Ila Al-Khairat, to hasten towards good deeds. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, has written an unwan here, and he has explained that that in Allama Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi ne ek bab qaim kiya hai in Riyadus Salihin. Allama Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought about a chapter, Babul Mubadara ila al Khairat, the chapter concerning hastening towards khairat. Khairat refers to all good deeds. Uske maana ye hai ki jab insaan apni haqeeqat par ghor karega اور اللہ جل جلالہ کی عظمت شان اور اس کی قدرت کاملہ اور حکمت بالغہ پر غور کرے گا اور اس کی شان ربوبیت پر غور کرے گا, تو اس غور و فکر کے نتیجے میں اللہ تبارک و تعالی کی عبادت کی طرف دل مائل ہوگا اور خود بخود دل میں داعیہ پیدا ہوگا کہ جس مالک نے یہ ساری کائنات بنائی ہے اور جس مالک نے یہ نعمتیں مجھ پر نازل فرمائی ہے اور جس مالک نے مجھے رحمتوں کی بارش میں رکھا ہے, اس مالک کا بھی مجھ پر کوئی حق ہوگا. So Hazrat writes, what is the meaning of hastening towards good deeds? He says, if when man ponders over his existence, his reality, why he has been created, who his malik is, who his Rabb is, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got complete control over the entire universe. So when one ponders over this shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the Rabb, Allah is our nurturer, Allah is our creator, and Allah is so supreme, and Allah is full of majesty. So when one ponders over this, naturally his heart will be then inclined towards worshipping and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this da'iyah, this urge, this tendency, this desire that comes into this person's heart, that let me now appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these bounties that He is showering upon me is from Him. It is His rahmat. So He is the creator. He is the malik. Therefore He must have got some right over me. Allah Ta'ala, who has provided all these things for me, He must be enjoying some right over me. I am the creation. He is the creator. And therefore I need to obey my Allah. I need to worship Him. So jab ye da'iya aur milan paida ho, so when this inclination comes very strongly in the heart, us waqt kya karna chahiye? What should one do? اس سوال کے جواب میں علامہ نووی رحمۃ اللہ نے یہ باب قائم فرمائی. سو ان آنسر ٹو دس کوشچن دیٹ ارائیزز وین مین پونڈرز اوور دا عظمت آف اللہ, دا گریٹنس آف اللہ, اینڈ ہی ریئلائزز اللہ از دی خالق اینڈ اللہ از رب اینڈ ہی از دا کریئیشن, مین از دا کریئیشن, اینڈ دیئر فور سم انکلینیشن کمز ان ہز ہارٹ ناؤ ٹو ٹرن ٹوورڈز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم واٹ شوڈ ون ڈو؟ آن دس Allama Nawawi Rahmatullahi Alayhi in the Hadith Kitab Riyadus Salihin has brought about this chapter, hastening towards good deeds. So here, as it says, جب بھی فرمایا کہ جب بھی اللہ تعالیٰ کی عبادت کا داعیہ پیدا ہو اور نیک کام کے کرنے کا محرک سامنے آئے تو اس وقت ایک مومن کا کام یہ ہے کہ جلد از جلد اس نیک کام کو کر لے. The moment this inclination comes strongly in the person's heart, then he should immediately do some good deed that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he should not delay. He should not procrastinate. In Arabic, there is a word for procrastination which is known as taswif. Come from the Arabic word sofa. Sofa means soon. Soon I will do it. Later on I'll do it. I'll see when I get time. So what happens? You see soon, later, later on, afterwards. All these things leads to procrastination. And what happens in the end? The person, yani, delays and then he fails to do that particular deed. Therefore, Allama Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali says, Mubadara. The word badar in Arabic means to hasten, to rush. Not to delay. Usme der na lagaye. Yahi maana hai mubadara. Yani, kisi kaam ko jaldi se kar lena. Tal matol na karna. Tal matol means to delay. Aur aainda kal par na talna. Don't say I'll do it tomorrow or next week or next month. Neki ki kaamon mein race, or door lagao. We have a race. So as it says, when it comes to good deeds, we should race. We should hasten. Now, this doesn't mean the action that you are doing, that you will not race your namaz. No. You will race. In other words, when it is time up for salat, then you should hasten towards salat. You should not delay. It's still 15 minutes. Azan is just going on. I got 15 minutes still left for jamaat. Now what happens 15 minutes before you know it, that time goes away so fast, and your next minute you hear the iqama is on in the receiver, and then you think, will I make it or not, traffic, okay, I'll just read it at home. Now this is not correct. But if a person hastened, and before namaz he's ready, well, the moment he hears the azan, makes his wudu, and he quickly moves towards the masjid, that is what is intended. We should not delay. Now the actual salat itself, that you read properly, with itminan, with ease, that you don't delay, that you don't rush up and down, no. Comes in a hadith, من أراد الحج فليعجل. That person who has not made hajj, it is now fard on him, he's got the means, he's made irada of it, now he should hasten in preparation for that hajj. Now he needs to get his visas, he needs to book his ticket, get his flight, his accommodation, and all those preparations towards hajj. But the actual hajj actions, the tawaf, and the sa'i, and the qurbani, that he won't just rush and do it haphazardly, no. So what is intended is here, when this da'iyah comes in the heart, this inclination towards doing some good action, then a person should not delay. Why, what's going to happen? If you are going to delay, all the likelihood that you will not be given the chance to do that action. Something else will crop up and you will forget and you will not do that action. Therefore, as it says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a verse, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. The word Allah ta'ala used is وَسَارِعُوا. Now here Arabic, سَارِعُوا means to rush, to hasten. The word سَارِعُوا in Arabic means something that is fast. To سَارِعُوا means to hasten. And hasten towards the مَغْفِرَةَ of your Rabb, the mercy of your Rabb. And towards the Jannat, whose width is the distance of the skies and the earth. And this Jannat has been prepared for the Muttaqeen. So, Musara'at ke maana hai, jal se jal koi kaam karna. So, we did two words, Mubadarat and Musara'at. Both these words, the meaning is, for a person now to hasten towards the good action. And one more verse Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Here a person should compete with the other. He should vie with the other person. V-I-E. He should compete with the other. This is the race that is taking place. Now this race that Allah Ta'ala says, you should compete with one another. You should vie with one another. This is ilal khairat, towards good deeds. Not ilal dunya. And therefore, as that means, these are the words Allah has used so that man does not delay. You get an urge to read 2 rakat nafil namaz. You've got no other work to do. It's ishraq time, chash time. And the very strong desire comes in the heart, let me perform 2 rakat nafil namaz. Or it's at night and you have time, you're awake and tahajjud namaz. So then you should not procrastinate, don't delay. Immediately go and perform that action. This is what Allah Ta'ala is saying, that hasten, rush, compete with one another. Shaitani dawo. Shaitan has tricks. He has many schemes and devices and ploys and plans. इसलिए कि शैतान की दाव और उसके हरबे हर एक के साथ अलग अलग होते हैं. काफिर के लिए और है, मुमिन के लिए और है. मुमिन के दिल में शैतान ये बात नहीं डालेगा कि ये नेकी का काम मत किया करो, ये बुरे काम है. यू सी शैतान हैज डिफरेंट वेज ऑफ लियरिंग द पर्सन, एंटाइसिंग द पर्सन एंड मेकिंग हिम गो एस्ट्रे एंड नॉट गिविंग हिम द चांस ऑफ डूइंग द गुड डीड बाय कॉजिंग सम विस्परिंग्स इनटू हिज हार्ट. So with a disbeliever, shaitan will use a different scheme. And for a believer, shaitan will use another way, another plan. What does it do to a believer? Shaitan won't tell the believer that ye neki ka kaam mat kya karo, that don't do this good deed, don't perform salat. No, believer will definitely perform salat. Shaitan won't tell the believer don't give zakat or don't go for hajj. No. He will never put this into his heart that namaz is something evil, ma'adallah. That hajj is something evil. It's not a good deed. No. What does he do then? Ye baat barahe raas uske dil mein nahi dalega. Isliye ki wo janta hai ki ye sahib iman hone ki wajah se neki ka kaam bura nahi samajh sakta hai. Shaitan knows this person, a pakka believer. So no use me telling him that this is a bad action. So don't do it, refrain from it. Because he's not going to listen to me. So how am I going to put him away from the sirat-ul-mustaqim? لیکن مؤمن کے ساتھ اس کا یہ حربہ ہوتا ہے, اسے یہ کہتا ہے کہ یہ نماز پڑھنا, یہ فلاں نیک کام کرنا اچھا ہے, اس کو کرنا چاہیے. That نماز or that good deed, it's good, one should do it. لیکن انشاءاللہ کل سے شروع کریں گے, start from tomorrow. اب جب کل آئے گی تو پھر یہ کہے گا اچھا بھائی کل سے شروع کروں گا, تو وہ کل کبھی زندگی بھر نہیں آئے گی. Every time a person now, he said, I'll do it tomorrow. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib writes that tomorrow never becomes. So any good action, a person wants to now, there's no chash namaz in his life, or ishraq, or tahajjud, or wahabin, or he does not give sadaqah to people, now he wants to do it. So each time, what shaitan won't tell him that it's a bad action, shaitan will tell him, no, it's a very good action, you should do it, but don't do it now, do it later on. Do it tomorrow. What about next week? Wait for a month and you'll have more money. Then you can do it. This is shaitan's scheme. This is his chal. Ya kisi Allah wale ki baat dil mein asar kar gayi. Ye baat to sahi hai. Amal karna chahiye. Apni zindagi mein tabdili lani chahiye. Gunahon ko chhodna chahiye. Nekiyon ko ikhtiyar karna chahiye. Lekin inshallah us par jald az jald amal karenge. Jab usko tala diya to phir kabhi us par amal ki nubat nahi aayegi. Same thing. Person listen to some talk, some majlis, some program, and then he is affected by those words of Quran, Hadith, the waaz, nasihat. And he said, no, really, I must change my life now. I must bring this good action into my life. I must refrain from sins. I'm committing too much of gunas. And I must do something about it. And I must try and do some good deeds. So these are good thoughts that are coming to his mind. But what will shaitan say? Oh, it's very good. But don't do it now. Just wait for a little while. Do it next week or some other time. This is what Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib is saying. This tomorrow, next week, next month, never comes there. One should do it immediately. Umre Aziz se fayda utha lo. Isi tarah zindagi ke auqat guzarte ja rahe. Time is just whiling away. Time is passing very, very rapidly. And we can see the weeks and the days are flying past. All of us, just we felt as we were here just the other day. And next week we'll feel the same. This is a sign of Qiyamah we discussed previously. Yataqarabu zaman, which simply means that 1 year will go past so swiftly, it will feel as though just 1 month went past. And one entire month will go past so quickly, one will feel just 1 week went past. And a week will go so fast, like just a day passed. Before we know it, it's Jummah already. Before we know it, it's already Ramadan. This is the truth. Then Hajj already. So time is moving very rapidly. عمر عزیز گزرتی جا رہی ہے, کچھ پتا نہیں کہ کتنی عمر باقی ہے. Nobody sitting here knows exactly what lifespan he's got. We don't know. And time is moving fast. قرآن کریم کا یہ ارشاد ہے کہ کل پر مت ٹالو, جو دایا اس وقت پیدا ہوا ہے اس پر اسی وقت عمل کرو. کیا معلوم کہ کل تک یہ دایا رہے یا نہ رہے. It's a very important point. Time is moving fast. We say, okay, we will do this action tomorrow. کیا معلوم کہ کل تک یہ داعیہ رہے یا نہ رہے. Even if you live for till tomorrow, and even if you live the next week and next month, this strong desire of doing good and changing our lives, this inclination, this desire, we are not sure, we have got no guarantee that this will still remain in our hearts. In some gathering it comes very, very strong because of that surrounding, that mahol, or the effect of the du'as and nasihat. Or we went in Jamaat and we got affected. Or we went some Buzruz Khanka, we got affected. Or we sat for Etikaf, we got affected. In any good mahol, we were affected. But this does not linger for the next couple of years. So it can happen that a man may live, but that inclination suddenly disappears. Awwal to ye bhi nahi pata ki tum khud zinda raho. First of all, we don't know if we're going to live. And agar tum khud zinda raho, تو یہ پتہ نہیں کہ یہ داعیہ باقی رہے گا. And if we do live, we do not know whether we still have this strong desire of changing our lives. اور اگر داعیہ باقی رہا, person lives, he's got that inclination, still is there. But as I say, تو کیا معلوم کہ اس وقت حالات موافق ہو یا نہ ہو. Person is living, he's got the strong Indian intention, now I want to change my life. But we do not know if the conditions that are prevalent at that time allows him now to do what he wishes to do. For example, he had now money to go for Hajj. Inclination is very strong, everything is there. He doesn't go. He says, I will go later on. That later on comes. He's got life, he's living. He's got all the wealth to go. But suddenly this is the quota system. Or suddenly he's wife got very ill. Or suddenly he got ill. So the condition is not muwafiq. It's not in conformance with what now he desires to do. Therefore, don't wait for some, before some calamity befalls you, some condition changing. Before all that happens, what is intended in this whole topic today, tonight that we're discussing, to hasten towards good actions. Neki ka da'iya, Allah ta'ala ka mehman hai. This sudden inclination, a very strong tendency and urge you get in your heart towards some good action, as Mufti Taqi Sahib says, treat it like a guest that comes to, a mehman. A da'iya Allah Jalla Shanu ki taraf se mehman hai. Is mehman ki khatir mudarat kar lo. Now we got to entertain and look after, be hospitable to this guest. Iski khatir mudarat ye hai, us par amal kar lo. So how will you entertain this thought? By putting it into action. اگر نفل نماز پڑھنے کا دایہ پیدا ہوا اور یہ سوچا کہ یہ فرض واجب تو ہے نہیں, اگر نہیں پڑھیں گے تو کوئی گناہ تو نہیں ہوگا, چلو چھوڑ دو. So what happens now? It's time and you got time to read nafil namaz. And this inclination is coming very strong in the heart. But then you say to yourself, you know what? It's not farz, not wajib, it's only nafil. If I don't read, no guna, and that's true. You don't read nafil, is no guna at all. It's not wajib, it's not farz. So what happens? You say to yourself, okay, leave it out. I won't do it. Ye tumne is mehman ki naqadri kar di hai. This mehman that has come, this thought, you haven't appreciated this thought which has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are lucky that Allah is putting a good thought in your heart, a strong inclination towards good. Now this mehman comes to you and you shun this mehman. You chase away this thought. You chase away this mehman. You haven't entertained this thought. You haven't welcomed this good thought by bringing to action. Jo Allah Ta'ala ne tumhari islah ki khatir bheja tha. Allah has sent this thought for your reformation, for your change. Agar tumne isi waqt foran amal na kiya, to piche reh jaoge, phir maloom nahi ki dobara mehman aaye ya na aayege. You don't know whether this mehman is going to come again or not. Balki wo aainda,
wo aana band kar dega. In fact, you see, you didn't entertain him, so he may not even come again. Kyunki wo mehman ye sochega, ki ye shakhs meri baat to manta nahi, meri na qadri karta hai. This person will say, this guy, he's not listening to me, and he's not entertaining me, he's not looking after me, therefore I won't come into him. So treat it like a guest. Treat this good thought like a guest, and how we are hospitable, and we look after the guests. In a similar vein, we should entertain this good thought and bring it into action. Fursat ki intizar mein mat raho. Don't wait for an opportunity to come. Agar apni islah ki fikr, agar apni islah ki fikr ke dil mein khayal aaya ki zindagi waise hi guzri ja rahi hai, nafs ki islah honi chahiye, aur apne akhlaq aur amal ki islah honi chahiye, lekin saath hi ye socha ki jab fula kaam se farigh ho jayenge, phir islah shuru karenge, ye fursat ke intizar mein umr aziz ki jo lamhat guzar rahe, wo fursat kabhi aane wali nahi hai. The same thing Hazrat Mufti Sahab is emphasizing, that now a person desires, I want to make islah of myself. This heart of mine, the soul of mine, each person knows, we make an introspection of ourselves. We know how filthy we are, how weak we are, and all the wrongs we've got. A person is casting lustful glances at woman all the time. Now he wants to take it out of his heart. A person is involved in riba, person involved in zina, person in ghibat, pride, anger, whatever it is. He realizes I had enough of all this, and now I need to make my islah. But what does he say? I just got some other work. Let me finish, accomplish this work, and then I'll worry about my islah. And that is what is Mufti Sahab trying to say, or explaining to us. Don't do that, because then a person will never get a chance to make his islah. Islah is fard. Person has to reform himself. We have to make this heart of ours clean. We have to rid it from all the evils, that has, the temptations we have, and all the sins that have gathered there. And therefore, we have to make those concerted efforts to make up this heart shining and bright again. And this can only happen when we make the correct approach, we adopt the correct approach for our islah. But if you're going to delay and say, no, I'll wait for a certain buzruk to come down, and then I'll do things, then buzruk might come and might go, and still our islah will not take place. Kaam karne ka behtareen gur, hamare walid majid mufti shafi sahab rahmatullahi an farmaye kar dete, jo kaam fursat ke intizar mein tal diya, wo tal gaya. That action, if you wait, if I'll wait for an opportunity, and I'm delaying it, he says, that action is gone. Finish. You won't get the chance again. Wo phir nahi hoga. Is waaste ke tumne usko tal diya, because you delayed it. Kaam karne ka tariqa ya, he says, how do we do work? How does one accomplish work? He wants to become a person who does a lot of work, a lot of good deeds. He says, do kaamo ke darmiyan teesre kaam ko gusa do. I've got two important activities to do. I've got two important good deeds to accomplish. He says, between these two, fit in the third one. Between these two, fit in the third one. Simple example. Specialist is very, very busy. He's got appointments, he's a heart specialist. And he's got patients the whole day. Now you give him a call, you talk. I got somebody, please, man. And he knows you very well. He says, okay, I've got no vacancies, nothing free today, and there's no cancellations. And 1:30 I get a patient that's coming. But what I'll do, I'll fit you in. How does he do it? The other patient will come out 1:30, the next person, appointment is 1:30, but somehow he gaps you in. So you got two works to do, gap in the third one. This is how you will save time, this is how you preserve your time, this is how you will value your time, and this is how a person will be able to accomplish a lot of work in a short space of time. So do kaamo ke darmiyan, teesri kaam ko gusa do, yani wo do kaam jo tum pehle se kar rahe ho, ab teesra kaam karne ka khiyal aaya, to in do kaamo ke darmiyan, teesre kaam ko zabardasti gusa do. Force yourself to do it. Teesra kaam bhi ho jayega. Even the third work you will see with Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, it will be done. Aur agar ye socha, ki in do kaamo se farigh hokar, phir teesra kaam karenge,
So, phir wo kaam nahi hoga. If the doctor says, alright, come, let's see what we can do. And he says, no, let me finish all the other patients first. By the time he finishes, he has 7, 8 patients, it's already time, he's already come tomorrow. So that's what happened here. Ye mansoobe, I'm not asking the doctors to make plans for, obviously they're going to see their patients first. But just as a, by way of example, ye mansoobe or plan banana, ki jab ye kaam ho jayega, to phir kaam karege, that when we finish all the other work, then we'll do it. Ye sab talne wali baat ye hai. All these things are just excuses to delay something and push something off. Nek kaamon mein race lagana bura nahi hai. Somebody might think, why must we vie? Why must we compete with one another in good deeds? And Allah talks, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Another verse, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Isliye mubadarat ila al-khairat, yani nek kaamon mein jaldi karna aur aage barna Quran aur Sunnat ka taqaza hai. It's the teaching of Quran and Sunnat that one should compete with another person and doing good deeds. Of course, you should have ikhlas. It shouldn't be for show. Whilst having the sincerity, you will make sure that the other person does not beat you in their good action. And he's going to try to beat you as well. Like we have, you know, madrasa, you get some students are very good, very bright. Examination comes. So I will tell the person who normally comes at first, you make sure that you come out first, nobody else must beat you. And the other person who's very close behind him, I'll say, you make sure you beat him now. So your job is to beat him. And tell the other person, you make sure nobody beats you. Now both are going to now compete. And both are going to excel. And they are, both are going to give the best of. This is what is required of us. To give our best for the sake of Allah and His deen. Nek kaamon mein jaldi karna, aage barna, Quran aur sunnat ka taqaza hai. Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi ne isi ke liye ye baab qaim farmaya. باب المبادرة الى الخيرات یعنی بھلائیوں کی طرف جلدی سے سبقت کرنا. So these words we get مبادرت مسابقت which we explain. This is for the sake of آخرت. This race for the آخرت. For these are for to gain Allah's pleasure. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. اور یہ مقابلہ کرنا اور ریس لگانا نیکی کی معاملے میں محبوب ہے. It is desired. لیکن دوسری چیزوں میں ایک دوسرے سے آگے بڑھنے کی کوشش کرنا برا ہے. In other things of this world, to race and compete, that is evil. اسے مال کے حصول میں, عزت کے حصول میں, شہرت کے معاملے میں, دنیا کے حصول میں, جاہ طلبی کے معاملے میں, ان سب میں یہ بات بری ہے. For the sake of dunya, I want to compete because he's got 2 shops, I must get 3 shops. He's got a very high position in status in society, so now I must beat him. So for shohrat, for name, fame, for dunya, for all these things to vie and compete with another, this is something which is not recommended. It is disliked. Shariah does not like it. Ye baat buri hai. It is evil. Ki insaan dusre se aage barne ki hirs mein lag jaye. Lekin nekiyon ke muamle mein, ek dusre se aage barne ka jazba ek mahmood hai. But for good deeds, it is mahmood. It is something that is liked by Shariah. But for dunya, if somebody competes with the other, what's going to happen? You're going to get jealous. Greed is going to come into your heart. Your time will be just be consumed and wasted in just seeking the dunya and in beating somebody for the sake of dunya. Now because you don't want to see that person prosperous, jealousy has come into your heart, then you'll make all those plans to make sure that he doesn't receive the goods that you are getting. So you will tell those suppliers that you don't supply him, only supply me. Then you'll even go into doing some transactions which are forbidden in Shariah. So in for dunya, these things are not desirable. In fact, it is not permissible in the dunya. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. نیکیوں میں ایک دوسرے سے آگے بڑھنے کی کوشش کرو. ایک شخص کو تم دیکھ رہے ہو کہ ماشاءاللہ عبادت میں لگا ہوا ہے, طاعت میں لگا ہوا ہے, گناہوں سے بچ رہا ہے, اب کوشش کرو کہ میں اس سے بھی زیادہ آگے بڑھ جاؤ. You can see somebody, you come in the masjid, hey, this person reading Quran. So now you must also endeavor to recite Quran. And you must try and read more Quran than him. Now you don't go to him and ask him how much you read now, I'm beating you today, no. What is intended here is just as this person is now moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's moving very swiftly towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you are encouraged to do the same. Now when you are encouraged to do the same, don't lag behind. You must try and do even more better than this person. Dunyavi asbab mein race lagana jaiz nahi hai. And I explained this already. That for the sake of dunya, we should not do this. For the sake of akhirat, as it says, we do not worry that this person has got such a nice home. Oh, so I must get an even better home than this person. And he's got a nice, he pulled out a new car. So I must also get a nice new car. And you find woman especially, if she's bought this dress and that shoe, then the other one will make sure she betters her. So there's no end to it. There's no end to it. Because this type of competition will take a person further and further, further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Ghazwa Tabuk, Battle of Tabuk, that expedition that took place, what did Rasulullah say? He asked the Sahaba, whatever contribution you have, come and bring it. And various Sahaba brought whatever they had at home. And it was on that occasion when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he really felt that it's one time today, I have beaten Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He wanted to excel, he wanted to beat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala at least in one day of his life. Because every time Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala beats him. So he brings half his belongings. Half his belongings, exactly half. Imagine, you need so much of courage and pluck to bring half of your belongings. If you had 100 camels, you're giving 50 camels for the sake of Allah. If you had two homes, one entire home with all his belongings for the sake of Allah. Whatever wealth he had, half he gave for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But came the time for Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he brought every single thing that he possessed, everything. So we could see that they had this competition for the sake of doing good deeds. And therefore, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu once tells Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, usse farmaya, aap mere saath ek muamala kare, to main bada ihsan mand hoonga. Just do me one favor, I'll be so appreciative. Just be kind to me, just one favor, one from you. He said, kya muamala, what's it? Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala ne farmaya, ki meri sari umar ki jitni ne kiya hai, jitne aamal saliha hai, woh sab mujhse le le. Umar radiallahu says, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, whatever good deeds I have done, who is saying this? Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Whatever good deeds I have done in my life thus far, all those good deeds you take it away. Aur wo ek raat jo aapne Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke saath ghar e thur mein guzari, uska thawab mujhe de de. That one night you spend in ghar e thur with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you just give me that whatever thawab you got for that, just give me that one night. I only want that one. غرض یہ کہ صحابہ کرام رضوان اللہ تعالی علیہ مجمعین کی زندگی کو دیکھئے تو کہیں یہ بات نظر نہیں آتی کہ یہ سوچے کہ فلاں نے اتنے پیسے جمع کر لیے میں بھی جمع کر لوں فلاں کا مکان بڑا شاندار ہے میرا بھی ویسا ہو جاتا ہے فلاں کی سواری بہت اچھی ہے ویسے مجھے بھی مل جاتا ہے Look at the lives of صحابہ You will never ever find any instance where the صحابی thinks that other صحابی he's got a very beautiful camel A very precious camel. So I must also get a more precious camel than his. And that sahabi got a very nice house. So I must get a better house than his. You will never find a sahaba like that. Yes, in a'mal, if sahabi is doing some very good action, the other sahabi sees that, he will try and better that action. Inshallah, next week we'll continue. Hamari liye nuskhay iksir, a very, very good prescription, Mufti Taqi sahab gives. On how to bring into our lives when this da'iyah comes, when inclination comes, when the strong urge comes to do some good deed and we don't procrastinate. And now we are doing those good deeds. And how shall we prevent ourselves when it comes to sake of dunya, when there's so much of competition? How do we save ourselves from that type of competition? For the competition of akhirah we discuss that we should excel and vie with one another. And try and beat the other person. But when it comes to dunya, we are caught up in this rat race. And all of us become victims of this. We are human beings, we have hirs in us. So when you see somebody else prosperous in dunya and he's got certain things, we'll also wish the same. You go to somebody's very beautiful mansion and look at his beautiful taps and his furniture and the tiles and the swimming pool, everything. So something happens to us. So then the desire comes, I must also do like this or I must better him. So what is the remedy to this thought that comes to a person? Inshallah, we'll discuss next week if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.